Heads of state and top diplomats from around the world met in Germany this weekend for the annual Munich Security Conference. Top of everyone's mind, Russia's invasion of Ukraine a year ago this week. Here's Vice President Kamala Harris speaking at the conference.
In the case of Russia's actions in Ukraine, we have examined the evidence. We know the legal standards. And there is no doubt, these are crimes against humanity.
NPR's Esme Nicholson joins us now from Berlin. And Esme, Vice President Harris went on to talk about evidence, and this is horrible, but evidence of Russian soldiers raping children. She's saying the U.S. now sees this as crimes against humanity, but the U.S. has already pronounced this war crimes. What's the difference?
Essentially, this classification takes it one step further. Vice President Kamala Harris cited evidence of widespread and systemic rape, torture, execution-style killings, and, of course, the deportation of thousands of children. So the US government, as you say, has formally concluded that Russian troops are committing war crimes, and they did that almost a year ago. This takes it a step further.
Well, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, also at the conference, warning China about providing Russia with weapons. This wasn't backdoor diplomacy. This was a televised warning. What more do we know about what Blinken spoke with the Chinese about over the weekend?
Blinken and China's top diplomat Wang Yi did sit down together, and it was behind closed doors. But as you say, Blinken essentially has said what has come out of their talks is a warning that Beijing might be about to supply the Russians with weapons and ammunition. This is a major cause of concern. China, in response this morning, says finger-pointing from the US is unacceptable, and that Washington has no say on Chinese-Russian relations. And in Munich, during his speech, Wang Yi warned of a new Cold War. He called for peace in Ukraine, but he didn't define what this actually looks like and to what extent Kyiv would have to make concessions to Moscow. During their talks, though, we do know that Blinken said that US does not want a conflict with China, but relations between Washington and Beijing continue to be fraught.
Yeah, and by the way, China's top diplomat was in Moscow today. Russian officials weren't invited to the conference. This is the first time since the 90s. Prominent critics were offered their seats instead. Tell us more about what this says about feelings in Europe as we move into the second year of this war in Ukraine.
Well, you know, the Munich Security Conference, at least since the end of the Cold War, is known for promoting dialogue even between adversaries. But this year, the organizers didn't want the conference to serve as a podium for Russian propaganda, as they put it. They also, by the way, didn't invite Iranian officials this year. But in addition to inviting prominent Putin critics, the conference organizers actually this year focused on inviting delegations from the Global South, actually in a bid to counter Russian and Chinese influence there. While there's a lot of understanding and the general consensus is it was right not to invite Russian officials, the general mood here is very much angst-ridden, and there are still questions over how dialogue can happen and how peace can be achieved.
Well, and the conference is over, but Esme, from your perch in Berlin, your sense of what attendees or NATO countries around Ukraine might view President Biden's surprise visit to Kyiv today?
Well, it's going to be received positively, not least in Ukraine, but also certainly on NATO's eastern flank in Eastern Europe. Of course, Biden is also due in Poland, in Warsaw. That said, I think Europe is beginning to realize that the conflict in Ukraine is just a small part of something much bigger, and that Europe is very much caught in the middle of this. And so there's real concern over how to achieve peace, what that actually means, you know, whose definition of peace will prevail. Mm-hmm. And the symbolism is very positive here, but there's still a lot of concern in Europe about how this is all going to pan out.
Right. NPR's Esme Nicholson in Berlin. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.